Hello, Ocean Blue Fools.
Oh, hi, Everett. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, right?
Yes, yes. Happy Friday.
Thank you. I was just following up regarding your cancellation request. I know that you recently signed up with us, and now you're having some second thoughts and wanting to cancel?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on?
I haven't gotten any calls or anything at all, so.
Okay, so if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, we do disclose that first page placement on Google takes 45 to 60 days. It's hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, in order to get a business ranked on the first page, right? But the good news is your Facebook ads, they kick in under 2 weeks. So you've only been with us for 13 days, and you've already had 26 clicks to your site through the Facebook ads. And I always tell people that it's the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition because of that Google placement. So, you know, if you were to cancel now, what would happen is it's almost like you would take the $398 that you already spent and throw it down the toilet, because before the program starts paying off for you, everything would just kind of unravel, you know? So, one thing that I'm thinking, because I'm looking at the notes here too, is that Google has been requiring a video verification, and they've reached out to you and sent you the instructions. What that is, it's really a good thing that Google's requiring that, because they're trying to protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have a valid business in the area, right? So with that video verification, it's a quick 10-minute process where you go on and you upload a couple of documents just to show that you're a valid business in the area. And then Google will trust you and say, okay, this is a real business and we can publish them. And I don't know, did you get a chance to look at that email yet by chance?
I did, but I think I jumped into this ad stuff too quick. I do not like, I thought I had the funds. I don't. So I think I made a mistake in signing up for ads, because I've run out of operating cash. So
if you recall, you don't really have to worry about any of that now, because your account is paid in full right now until October 19th. One thing I can do as a one-time courtesy, if funds are tight right now, is push your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free, which means I could give you all the way until November 2nd before you're charged again. And then keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month program, right? So you have plenty of time to get on the first page, get your phone ringing with new business. That way you can see the magnitude of what this will do for your business, right? And then with that extra 2 weeks applied, you know, come November 2nd, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you decide at that point that you still want to cancel, no problem. You know, just call us a couple of days ahead of time and we cancel it out. And that way you don't have to worry about any further charges. But I'm confident that you're going to be so thrilled with the results that you're probably going to want to keep it.
Okay. And so it requires the second month for before things start taking off.
Typically, but because it's a 45 to 60 day time frame and I'm giving you that extra 2 weeks, you're already going to be at that 45 day mark before you start getting charged again. So you're going to see an impact by then, assuming you can get that video verification done. And the reason I asked you if you saw it is, sometimes people get intimidated by the email when it says, you know, action needed, video verification, and they think, oh my gosh, I have to get dressed up in a suit and be on a Zoom call with a Google rep. It's nothing like that. It's just a little form that you upload documents to. And then there's about 7 or 8 things they'll suggest, like if you have a business license or insurance, or a work vehicle with a Hawaii license plate showing some of your equipment, or an invoice with your address. So you don't have to send all 7 items or 8 items on that list. Let's say you only have 2 or 3 of them. That's perfectly fine. As long as you upload something, it will help us get that listing verified in a very quick manner with Google. Second thing is I clicked on your web address, and I know that you've given us access to the domain, and there's an issue on your end with that. I had actually asked the web development department earlier about it, and the technician over there says that Squarespace was asking her to log in via your Gmail account, and it needs verification to transfer the domain. So she said they suggest that if you still want us to put our website on your web address, you can log in and delegate access to us on your end. Or let me see what the second option was.
Well, a little confusion on that end, because I went in to go get onto the Squarespace thing, and mm-hmm. it said it was something like my website had been deleted.
Oh, you might want to check with Squarespace if the domain expired or something, because usually when people go to Squarespace and they get a domain, after a year it expires and you have to register it again. So I don't know how long you had it before. But that there's a possibility that that could have happened. If you like, what I could do in the meantime is just tell the technicians to put our site on a different domain. Like maybe we could get, rather than oceanbluepoolshawaii.com, we could just get oceanbluepoolshi.com or oceanbluepools.com. You know, depending on what's available, we can definitely get it up on a different domain just to give you some time to figure out, you know, what the issue is with Squarespace. If you think that might not be the case, then my technician told me I can send you an email that says delegate access to your website domain, and it would help you get in and give us access to it again. But it could be a problem on the Squarespace side if that domain had expired or something.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so do you want me to tell them to just launch it with a different site in the meantime? Just so, because right now you're getting clicks on the site through the Facebook ads, and I hate to have them click on it and not get anything showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Well, is that a separate charge, or how does that work?
Oh, no. That's included in the package. So if we buy you a new domain, what would happen is when you get the access back to oceanbluepoolshawaii.com, we would just go back and port it back onto that domain. Or you might want to keep the domain that we get permanently, you know, depending on what Squarespace wants to charge to keep it going on their end, you know, since on this side it's mm-hmm. included in your package. So I'll just tell them to put the site back up but use a different domain. And then I'll send you that email anyway that says delegate access to your domain. I'm not sure if you want to do that or not, but it, just in case you want to, you'll have the instructions in your inbox. But right now, that's not of as important urgency as the video verification is. That step, it's, you know, like I say, a quick 10-minute process. And some people say, hey, Tina, I hired you guys. Why can't you do it? Well, Google will know by our GPS location that we're not in Hawaii, and they'll reject it, right? Even if we submit all of your documents. So you have to do it from your location, and that will prove to Google that you're a valid business in the area.
Okay. I have to upload. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just going to say it. So I just have to upload, like, I don't need to upload all of them. I just have to upload a couple.
Whatever you have handy, yeah. So if you have, like, say, a business registration an insurance or an invoice and you don't have the rest of the items, that's fine. If you're a home-based business, you don't have to worry about signage. I think it'll say, oh, take a picture of your storefront with signage. You don't have to worry about that, but just be within 50 miles of your business location in order for Google to recognize that you're in the area when you're uploading it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So good. I think we definitely have a good game plan. So you still have my extension, right? My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777.
I think so. Although when you're calling me, it's off of a completely different.
Yeah. Most big companies these days use what's called a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone. So it just keeps costs down, but usually it'll match the area that we're calling. Does it show an 808 number or does it show a different toll-free number?
You are calling from 877 and it says robocaller. So.
Oh, it says just 877 robocaller. It doesn't show the rest of the number?
Oh, it shows the rest of the number. It's 877-635-6225.
Oh, okay, good. So let me do this. I'll text you my direct extension just so that you have it. You know, that way if you have any questions when you're trying to upload that video or if you do get your Squarespace access back, just give me a call and we'll get that going for you, okay?
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad that we talked. And in the meantime, have a nice weekend coming up, too.
Yeah, you as well. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. I will. I appreciate that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.